I'm going to turn the meeting over to Helene at this point to introduce our speaker.
Thank you, Jay. Hi, everyone. I'm Elaine. I'm an addict.
Helene.
Okay,
Hi,
thank you.
Helene.
Hi, everybody. So, I met this speaker, well, I think nearly 2 years ago in a morning meeting that I used to attend on a daily basis, and I did a little bit of a service with this person, and then I couldn't keep going the surface that particular service early in the morning, but militantly, this person seems to be doing this service all the time, and we have spoken a bit over these past couple of years and always been very inspired by her steadiness through in applying this program and her strength and on facing on life's terms. And so it's with no further ado that I am so happy to introduce you Anna, who will come and share her experience, strength, and hope. Thank you so much, Anna, for coming to share with us.
Welcome, Anna.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Welcome, Anna. Thank you so
Welcome, Anna.
much. Everyone. My name is Anna. I'm an addict.
Hi, Anna.
Hi,
Anna.
Anna.
Thank you so much for allowing me to share on this meeting this evening. I am nervous. I haven't shared for such a long time, like for. That's awful. Yeah, I did 10-minute shares, but not. Oh, you can have like 45 minutes. I'm like, okay. Yeah. So we'll see what will come of that. I do not really know where to start. I think I have always suspected that there was something different with me, back as a child and a teenager, my family always went to church, and we did this. I don't even know the English word because I'm not a native English speaker, but we had this celebration on the 6th of January where the king's follow the star to find Jesus and the Jesus baby, and we were running around town and writing the new dates on the doors, and got a lot of sweets there, and my sweets were gone basically 2 days after, maybe 3 days, and other kids always shared in the summer holidays, like, oh, I still have so many sweets left from January. I'm like, what? What is going on? How? I never understood. And I think that might have been one of the first signs, you know, that I never knew how to deal with sweets and chocolate. But that only happened occasionally and not a big deal. Everyone overeats and it's fine. And then it was rationed by my parents and yeah. And then in my teenage years, I discovered alcohol and started drinking, and then was with the Scouts, and we had a lot of binge drinking. And then with friends at school, and I ended up in the hospital once and then vowed to never drink again. And it lasted, I think, 2 years or so. And then I started drinking again. And cigarettes were always an on and off thing for me. But yeah, my main drug of choice until things really went downhill was alcohol and sugar. And when I went through relationships, they lasted for a few years, and then suddenly everything went wrong, and I never knew why, and it always felt wrong. And I think then I met someone, and I thought, I'm an adult, I'm 28, I'm fine, that everything is fine. I can use drugs with that person, and that person introduced me to the drug that I couldn't get away from. It was a stimulant, and it made me feel very good. It was a prescribed stimulant, and it also helped with focus, in certain doses. It was all fine. And I couldn't stop. And this relationship broke. I was like, damn, what am I doing without my drug now? And I had it prescribed myself. Yeah. And I couldn't stop. And I thought it'd be fine. And I can handle it on my own. And I couldn't. And while I was able to do some things in my life while using, I finished my PhD, my studies. It wasn't nice. That wasn't something I ever recommend to anyone. But I managed, and then I had a job, and using drugs was more important than doing this job, and I used it at work, and I used it at home, and then it was like, well, we're not sure if we can keep you any longer. And that was my waking call, really. Where I'm like, oh, this is getting me into trouble now. 'Cause everything was always fine. Fine as in we heard before the meeting started. Yeah, fine in quotation marks, I think. And I asked my dad for help if he could take my prescription drugs and hand them out to me, and I want to stop using, and I thought I could do it on my own, that I wouldn't need any help, and it didn't really work, and I tried everything I thought of, and then I started lying to my dad, like, oh, I'm totally fine. You can give me more. I'm like sorting everything, and it's good, it's good. And just down the rabbit hole, several days using, no sleep, no food. Yeah, ended up in hospital again with an overdose and hallucinating and all of that. And went back home and started using again. And there was a point where it was more painful to use because it brought back, yeah, after my PhD, suddenly, and with the using, flashbacks came, memories came back from abuse and rape and emotional abuse from my parents and all of the horrible things that gave me PTSD suddenly came back. But I also was at a point where all of this just got worse the more I used. And then there was, I remember lying in bed having just used and then having those flashbacks again where I'm like, I don't have these flashbacks as much when I'm not using. This is really stupid putting myself into this situation, and then I was okay, I'm gonna find some help. And I knew there were 12-step groups. They are mainly around here. AA is here. They are just a very few NA groups. And it was during COVID, so I started looking at online meetings. And the first meeting I found was, oh no, not the first meeting. Well, the first thing I found was 12 steps. And oh, there's this meditation that's just for today. All this will help me. I'm just gonna read that just for today. And then I'll be fine. And this worked for a few weeks. And then I started using again. So I was like, okay, this is not working. Maybe I'm gonna try the meetings. And if the meetings don't work, I'm gonna go to detox and get help from a clinic and all of that. And I wanted to use, and I was thought, okay, I'm gonna find a meeting now. And the next meeting, I went to the NA website. The next meeting was in 15 minutes, and I sat there and thought to myself, okay, I can wait 15 minutes. It's fine. I can just sit here and wait for 15 minutes, and then the meeting will start. And the meeting came up, and there was this man with tattoos sitting in his chair at home, really comfortable. And he was laughing with the other people, and then the meeting started, and the reading started, and then the reading said, and the newcomer is the most important person in any meeting. I was like, how do they know I'm a newcomer? How do they know? Because I was still paranoid from all the using, and then the abuse flashbacks and all of that, and how do they know I'm a newcomer? And I didn't share, I didn't show my face, but I was there and I heard them say, you never have to use again. And all I wanted from NA, what I thought I wanted was to find a way how I can use, but not in a way that will destroy my life. So this meeting was once a week. So the next week, I went back to this meeting. I didn't have my camera on, but I shared briefly. I said, I'm Anna, and I think I have a problem with drugs, but I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm just here to listen and maybe try and figure things out. And they started telling me to keep coming back and to get some phone numbers. And I got two or three phone numbers, and I was very hesitant to reach out to people because I didn't trust anyone. And I was so afraid of people in general. But it helped in a way that there were suddenly people in my life that I was able to email and text that who said they wouldn't use drugs anymore. And I was still in this space in the beginning when I came to NA, in this, oh yeah, I cannot use for a few days, and then on the weekend I'm just gonna have like a small dose, and then I'm gonna stop for. So I basically tapered down a bit. That's probably what the other people are doing as well. There's no way they are clean for 10 years, and then this guy, this man from who I first saw, he said he has over 30 years clean. I'm like, yeah, sure. So they probably use in small doses. And then it came to me that they didn't use it all. Like, what do you mean? Continuous clean time. Like, okay, wow. And it took me a few, took me a few months to actually use for the last time for over 14 months. And I started with the steps. And I had a sponsor who I didn't know because she was living in the US and I'm living in Germany. And but I worked the first step. Now I was like, okay, I can do this. And then she said, okay, now we're gonna share. I'm like, what do I read out what I wrote? And all of this completely triggered me. I couldn't do it. Couldn't speak really. I was so uncomfortable that I decided that I can't do it. If this is what I have to do to work the steps, I can't do it. No, it's fine. I can stay clean and the program works for me as far as I'm doing it, but I can't do the steps. But it was suggested to me to find to have a sponsor. So I found another sponsor. And she said, okay, I want you to stay clean and I want you to work the steps. And if we're gonna find a way, you'll be comfortable working the steps. And we did. I wrote the steps. I sent them my writings to her via email. My sponsor read them, and then we had a call and talked about it. And this way, I worked the first three steps in a way that I've never heard anyone work the steps before. And my sponsor has never had worked the steps in this way. And this was where I realized that this sponsor also had 30 years clean. And she said that it's the first time I'm doing this differently. And it's so amazing that it works. She never realized that there was a different way to do things. And this showed me, and I was still doubting everything. Oh, I'm not sure this program works for me. And maybe it works with staying clean, but it doesn't help me with my life and so on. But I stay clean 14 months, then I had 1 day relapse, and then I stayed clean for 7 months, had a 1 day relapse, and that has been over 3 years ago. And so relapse is part of my story, definitely. But each time I learn something about my triggers, about my needs and my wants and where my boundaries are. And I never expected this to happen in the beginning, that the steps in the program and self-reflection and talking to other people who have similar problems and think that using drugs will solve the problems would change my thinking and my way to look at things. And because I've been in therapy for so long before, and I never thought anything would work anyway. And today I am over 3 years clean. I have kept my job for 6 years now. I'm content. I feel safe. I'm still learning boundaries, and I still learn where I can go, what I can do. But I also sort of know how how to say no, how to tell someone, no, I need to go home now, or no, this is not the right time. Can we speak about something else, please? And taking action and doing something differently while struggling and complaining about it, but having meetings and sharing with other people about the struggles has been a complete game changer in my life. I always thought if I share my pain will be doubled because the other person will feel my pain now. And I always thought that I'd be better off on my own after, after those relationships all broke up and nothing really worked, and always thought no one will love me anyway. And if someone loves me, there's a price to pay. And today I know that's not true. I can find people who love me unconditionally. They might not like me, but that's fine. They still want the best for me, and they will pray for me if I am having when I'm struggling. And even that I can say the words God and pray and higher power today without wanting to run out of the room and hide somewhere. It's amazing how much this program has changed my life, really. I'm still a slob with my apartment. There's still like clothes everywhere, and I'm not putting away stuff, and I'm still overeating. And I know that there's a lot I still have to work on, but I feel more connected today to life as a whole, to want to I want to live. Do I actually say this now? I think I want to live. Yeah. This is just a realization I had because just now it was for so many years I just wanted to end my life and to have it make it stop. And I actually think I want to live now. I want to experience some things. And even if it's just looking at flowers and bees and insects and birds, and there's storks here living where I live, and hearing them makes me so happy. And I know they're gonna leave soon, but I also know they're gonna come back next year. And when I'm gonna hear them next year, it will make me happy again. And there's pain and there's joy and there's sadness and frustration and love and everything. And it's not constant, but it's there. Everything is there. And I might want to escape, and I might want to have those feelings that I don't want to, make them stop, but I can do that in healthy ways now. Either I just sit there and experience them, or I do some art or talk to people or just cry, listen to music, maybe rip some cardboard. But I've learned healthy coping mechanisms now that I always thought were a secret that no one has ever told me. And how do people do it? But I listen I listen to other addicts share what they do with their emotions, how they handle difficulties and obstacles. And yeah, I don't want to pay the bill and it's boring, and I don't want to look after, and I don't want, look after my responsibilities, and I don't want to pay the rent, and I don't want to do this and that. But if I am responsible in my life and look after the things that are necessary, then I can have a comfortable life. Then I can feel safe. And I don't have to feel alone anymore. And I realized that I need other humans in my life. And I might not want my mother in my life because she makes me crazy, and I might not want to have close contact with my neighbors because I find them strange. But I found people in Switzerland and in the UK and in Australia and someone moved back home to South Africa again, and I have people in the US and Canada, and I know that I can turn to them if I need another human. And I know that they love me and I love them, and it is so different to what I thought life would be. Because no one showed me that how healthy relationships can be built and can be maintained. And yeah, I always lost my friends when my life changed, and now I know that even this is normal. I have people in from NA that I don't talk to anymore, but I know that if we ever talk to each other again, then things will be fine. And we genuinely care about each other. And I've never found this anywhere else. With my friends, it was always when I wasn't part of it, I always felt that the group would move on, and I was lacking information and lacking the bond that they have. And with NA, that has not been the case. If I am not in a meeting where I went to on a regular basis, people ask me what is going on, and people want me back in that meeting. And they, when I'm back, they welcome me with open arms and with love and ask me how I am and want to know how I actually am. And I don't think that I'm missing anything that happens in the group because I can just come back. And that is amazing. This, yeah, I guess that's what we call fellowship, right? Yeah. I am struggling though a bit at the moment. I have found a new sponsor, but we haven't started working yet. I am struggling with food. I am working too much at the moment. And I know that the dark season will come upon us, winter, and that I'm prone to depression then. And I know that I have to prepare. And it doesn't work with my apartment being full of stuff that I need to put away and not doing it. And not doing the things that I know I need to take care of for my mental health. But I also know that things will change, and that if the depression comes back, then it will leave someday. Everything changes. But I have to put in some action, right? And yeah, and the thing that I found that worked is sharing and being connected to other addicts, because this bond we have between each other, it gives me strength, and it gives me something I can rely on. And it also can give me people who will hold me accountable for when I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. And that is great, and I am grateful for the fellowship and for everything that NA has given me. And I'm looking forward to exploring the steps and exploring what else my higher power has for me. And yeah, I think I leave it there. I have rambled a lot. This was all over the place. But I have found somewhere I belong now. And I know that I am not normal, but it's okay. I don't have to be. That I can, there's something I could do to make me feel better, but in a healthy way. Yeah, so thank you so much for letting me share. Thank you so much for inviting me and having me over. And I'm gonna leave it here. Thank you so much. I'm an addict.